This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 253 for Thursday, February 4th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Thursday morning, retreating from overnight gains in the most active front months, while the new crop contracts were higher. Canola up $4 to down nearly $5, March down $4.90 at $690.20 per ton. New crop November, it's up $4 at $555.20. Overbought price sentiment and speculative profit-taking contributed to the losses in the front months as canola continued to back away from recently hit multi-year highs. However, ongoing concerns over tightening old crop supplies remained supportive as the market works to ration some of that demand. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil and a slightly weaker tone in the Canadian dollar this morning also helped underpin the futures. In the U.S., soybeans are holding on to small gains while corn turned mixed and wheat is lower. Soybeans up 2 cents in the March contract at $13.73 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 824,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 633,000 tons of new crop sales. China was a major buyer. Uncertain South American weather conditions kept some caution in the bean market, with rains in Brazil alleviating dryness concerns, but also leading to harvest delays. Corn, it's chopping around unchanged, but drifting lower now, down a penny in March at $5.51 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were massive at nearly 7.5 million tons. That was easily a record high for a single week, with China the major buyer. While that export news was supportive, most of the business had already been factored into the market as flash sales were announced over the past 2 weeks. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are steady to lower. Minneapolis down only a penny in the March spring wheat contract at $6.24 per bushel. The winter wheat's posting larger losses, down 7 cents in the March Kansas City contract at $6.18 per bushel, and Chicago March wheat down 11 cents at $6.37 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 650,000 tons were at the higher end of trade expectations. That provided some support, helping temper the declines. Forecasts calling for cooler temperatures in some U.S. winter wheat growing regions also provided support amid concerns over possible winter kill. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.